he really wants
somebody
to
wants
play,
to play really hard. Say, kind of through the process of elimination here, Kenny, we've grabbed some guns over here, okay? And I think what we need to probably do is show, we need to probably grab everybody's guns.
Yeah,
okay. I don't think we're going to grab all of yours.
I've got my muzzle loader and talking.
Okay.
And whatever. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Well, what we probably want to do is just document what you have.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, and then look at them. Yeah. And
finally,
if there's something that we think we need to grab, there's
one more thing I forgot to tell you guys. See, here's the thing. Lisa, you got Tompkin. I noticed one thing, too, is that Tompkin never been on a school bus lately. Have you noticed that Tom getting on a school bus lately? This is the first time I've seen that kid get on that fucking school bus in like two or three months. Huh?
First time.
So think about this. This is the first time that kid got on that fucking school bus. Oh, I'm just telling him what I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've seen that fucking kid get on that school bus in a in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And that's the first time that kid's been on that school bus today, because I'm always out here fucking I know, I watch my daughter gets on the school bus and I watch. And I know, I get out, I stay home with my daughter gets on bus, and he's never been on that school bus.
Mm-hmm.
After you guys left, I thought about this. And then, I forgot about the two February marks that he told. I don't know if I told you this, but one when Chad and I, when my nephew got killed, Jared, that kid told, we were setting up for his funeral and shit, carrying tables out of there, her mother's house. And he tells him, "Yo, you white fucker, you're next."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck does that mean? And then last year, when I helped him cook syrup once last year, Al Baker, back here, and Al just called me and he talked to me about that. I forgot all about that. But he told me and Al, I showed out that fucking you're next to Chad. So think about it. Anyway, that's what I'm telling you. And then I forgot to tell you about dragging the dogs when I went back up there with the bobcat. I forgot about telling you boys about dragging. We had to pull the dogs out because they'd stay by his body. And there's one other thing I can't remember right now, but. And here, come check these guns out.
Yeah. Are they loaded? Or are they
unloaded?
No,
there's no loaded guns
around
here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The garage is a mess, you guys. This is an BB gun. This bug we made in. This is, what's that BB gun? Make that a BB gun.
Here's
that 17M.
Hang on, let me get to the clean page here.
Yeah, they're doing their job. That's good, though. They gotta do this. Exactly. It's kind of weird that you feel like you're playing, but I know I'm fucking well, I'm not.
Yeah. Everybody's got to do. Everybody's got to do with that. Chad, I understand, you know, all that goes.
Fucking cold blooded murder there, boys.
It's a Ruger. Model. I think it's
70 MMR.
It's a little bit of a yeah. It's 620-45041. That's a model 96.
Well, here's my 2292 scooter down here. See, we're beaver hunters. Here's let's get that next. We'll set these guns over here so go ahead online. Yeah. None of these guns were fired. The last one that was fired was, none of these. This one, I fired. This is the last one that's been fired at a bird up there.
The Marlin.
There's a 20 Magnum there.
20 Magnum, yeah. 20 Magnum. Sure number 054-66-719. Got a bush in the last go fire. It's all dusty in there.
Yeah.
Dead.
This is my deer rifle.
Okay, then we got It's a Remington, really. You got a good muzzle loader.
Yeah, I love muzzle loader hunting. See, I cut meat, see?
Yeah. It's on for 50 caliber.
Crack it open. You got the breeches out.
Serial number.
I clean it. I take care of it.
Bassett and Sam, 74547. Well, you do a better job than next door. I can tell you that.
I take care of it. You know, look at that, $600 gun. Why not take care of it? Too bad,
yeah, is a nice gun.
Too bad Minnesota had a lot of scope on them nowadays.
They're talking this year, they will.
Darn it?
Yeah.
Here's the old sprinkler. Hey, was that up at Chicago Sprinkler?
Yeah, you got one good
target. Yeah, my dad passed away, he got one and I took one.
Okay. Model 917.
Is that a Springfield or down
there? Remington.
You got the Springfield, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he's got the Springfield, yeah.
5744
is the same. This 410 is my buddy Blake.
Yeah, that one I don't care about. I don't need to look at that one.
This is a 3030.
Okay. Model 94. 3030. Serial number is 3706945.
That's it. You know what, guys? I traded this fucker, 2 weeks ago for a 22. For the neighbor kids, they want to shoot evil. Anyway, here's a shotgun. You all look at shotguns? I know you don't. Okay, here's a SPS.
That's a Remington.
The Remington pump 410, I got.
Remington pump 410.
That's right. Mine's my buddy's. Here's the numbers. If you all do that, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we just write it down. Remington.
And here's my Ithaca. How do you want to try it?
12 gauge.
12 gauge Ithaca. And here's, you getting done with that one?
No.
That's an SKS,
You want to get this one, SKS.
That makes sense, though.
7.62.
Checked out shotguns and he got shot by a big
one, 1700772. Hey, is in King.
Here's my daughter's 410.
Okay.
I don't want to look at that. Anyway, here's my shotgun too right here. That's because that's all the guns I got.
Yeah, and that's that,
it's
Benelli.
My Benelli
hand.
Okay,
that's
okay. Right there, see it?
Okay, yeah.
It's all
there's a pump, right?
It's automatic, super glass.
Looks like you just won it.
No, I bought that fucking
home. Yeah,
I know. I traded all my other better guns in there. We only need one shotgun, really.
Did you go to the Treasure Banker?
Oh, no, not this.
I didn't go to that. I was up here last year.
I didn't
win anything. Donated a lot of money, but I didn't win anything.
Lisa won a 22 and some other guns. So I always go on a good shotgun.
Yeah.
We're waterfall hunting. Me and Chad hunt better like this. We used to. Mm-hmm. I'll try again. Everything else, Wad, is every story you talked about, isn't that funny? How it involves you and him?
I
hate it. But anyway, let's...
Okay. Well, you can put him back in there. I don't know if we need to take him into it.
But I think so.
No, okay.
You want, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I don't think we need to. If for some reason, we need to...
You guys want to buy this piece of shit?
No, thank you.
This is a bad deal. I hope you guys catch this fucker. I sure hope you do.
We want to talk to you about one of the things.
Yep, finally.
Up in the
Oh, really? Yeah. And we didn't know that. See, this kid lies so fucking well that you don't know what the fuck's going on with him.
Okay. Now, Chad would have been working up there in Rosa with him?
While we were working.
Okay. So, and there's been some things going on up there that, obviously, let's just say that if Penny was involved in something, the chance Chad would know about it.
Yeah, we're thinking too.
Well, he was over here today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm wondering about is that did he say that he was with somebody earlier today?
He told me he was. When I called the cell, the first thing I thought too. I'm thinking because me and Joel MacArthur going on things was thinking fucking fuck. They're working together. See,
mm-hmm.
They had a fight. Of course, everybody was pointing fingers at fucking fight.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then what if Chad knew? My brother and I are like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Chad, are you fucking involved? And Chad's like, fuck no. Like I said, we're close.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad's like, no. And what do I think? Bud taking him out for a witness or whatever. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, that's
right.
What your mind thinks that
right.
Way, John.
Right.
What do you think? You know.
Right.
But. And then, Bud's a good fucking liar. Look at the cafe video. I mean, I still think he fucking did it.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. What do you guys think? And then this? I mean, the cat, I know. I give Bud shit, you know. And Chad and Bud are buddies. We all grew up together. Chad, they're younger than me. I'm 4 years older, like, what's it, 35? How old is Chad? 35, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Are you, you're younger?
I'm older. I'm
40. You're 40.
Let's turn 40 Monday.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't like them. Playing people right away, but that was me and
Joel. Right away, you were thinking.
I was thinking to cut these roads off in case somebody.
But I mean, when I talked to you when I first came in here, you were thinking him right off the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Fucking rub him out in case he knows something about him, you know? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else would fucking kill this kid? My brother is a good man. Nobody fucking. He's the friendliest man. We're all friends with everybody around here. Why would somebody do this? Why?
Yeah.
Why in the fuck would somebody do this?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't make sense, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Don't. I mean, I'm thinking coming out of that fucking house. Because now another thing I'm thinking about, they've been in hardship everything. Yeah, they still got my bike up there. Anyway. I care less about that bike right now. I've heard rumors about they're getting foreclosed on, all this shit, and there's an insurance policy on the man, check that out. I can point some fingers and tell you some names, and Leslie won for me, and then Tom.
Yeah.
That Tom kid's out involved with my sister's kid's death.
Yeah.
And it just fucking freaks me out. And you know what? It won't take that long for that fucking kid to run. I don't know what time this all happened. Actually, I might have fucked up on the dates with you guys at times, but I'm sure, like, I got that number back. I know fucking well I didn't fucking do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's my brother. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pointing fingers, and, again, I'm going to blame. I still want to blame that Tom kid, because I still think that Tom kid killed my fucking nephew. Really, I do.
Because
they're probably, they're kids.
Well, here's the whole thing, is that we know that Al talked to him at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
He called him. We got that document on your phone. Okay, the bus shows up at 7:35. The kid gets on it.
No, at 7:40 at Prescott.
I know that.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
what time do they figure he died then?
We don't know yet.
Because he was cold when I got there.
There's a lot of things.
When I got there at 10,
mm-hmm.
Just think about how fast your body can cool off. And I told you, I know it's kind of cold.
Well, I'm 35 degrees at 53.
Yeah.
But he was, when I got there at, it must have been 10, according to my. I went over to
the kid isn't going to be back there.
Trust me, I want to figure this out just as fucking bad as you guys do.
Yeah.
And I hope to God I don't find out before you do, because I'm going to go to jail for killing some fucker that killed him, put it that way. Yeah. I won't do that. No,
I think
that's fucking stupid. I'm not going to do that.
Al called him at home at 7:31.
Okay.
We got that document. And I already talked to Al, and he said he called him
at 7:31.
And the bus shows up here, they figure it at about 7:38 this morning.
Yep.
So. He couldn't have gotten back from back in the woods.
No, that's it. He's out of the question.
That's right. So.
He is, man. Fuck.
So we're looking, if you're looking at over there, then you're looking at Leslie.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm looking at.
But Ann says that she was in the house the whole time.
That's cool, huh? That's just, I don't know. That's a good fucking question. Yeah. It wasn't sure as fuck wasn't me.
No. Well, here's where we're at.
Sometimes
it's sure as fuck wasn't me, boys. Don't try to fucking blame me, man. Just throwing away the world. Who the fuck is my brother? You need to be covered off, man.
Well, you know what?
I hope you guys find no tracks. You can find no fucking tracks?
No.
Is Al Baker? Nah, there's no way it's Trey. How bad is it hit? Is it a stray ball that flew in? You know, Brian Donner. Should I call Brian Donner?
I don't.
He heard two shots.
We know. There was. They've already talked to him.
First they said there was one. They said two shots this morning. Now Brian Donner says two shots. Or no.
One
says one. They said Leslie said two.
Yeah, she said she had a two. So we don't know yet. You know what? It's too early to tell. So don't. You know, and you want to know something? Any of these things take time. They do.
No.
Everybody wants to rush the judgment really quick. And
me too.
It's not the right thing to do.
I want to blame people too. So I can't blame the Tom kid. He's always definitely on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Well, I'm just telling you that if Alfred talks to him at 7:30, I'm guessing he's not going to be able to get back in to be on the bus by 7:35 or 7:38.
Yeah, I'll talk to Chad at 7:30, not Tom.
Yeah, okay. You talked to
Chad. Yeah,
you talked to Chad in the house.
Did I look on the phone? Is that pretty true?
Yep.
Wasn't calling me. There's no way you get back to that bus. So who the fuck would do this?
I don't know.
Why? But the question is why?
Well, you can find the motive. You'll probably find out who did it.
Chad never had an enemy in the world. Not an enemy. Yeah. I didn't catch your name.
Dan Bomber.
Dan?
You could find him. You got a lawyer.
My brother and I had no fucking enemy in the world. You know, that's all.
You got it. Did you give him a card?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I got it. I wrote all the stuff on his card. Hey, if I come up with anything, Dan, is it yours, Dan?
Yep.
I'll be calling you. All I can think of, I wrote down what after you guys left me.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down what I could think of that kid, but now he's out of the question.
Let me ask you this. Are they legally married?
That's the, I haven't going to ask you that because the rumors are.
She says that she's married, and I don't know if they're legally married.
That's the rumors now. See, we don't know that either. Because she says that they're married,
and that's what she
and then Chad said, "Oh no, he didn't tell me this." Chad did. He never didn't want to marry her, but then we heard Lisa. Lisa, come here.
There's no church wedding as far as you know.
Lisa, come here. She knows more about us than I do.
Yeah.
Our daycare lady probably knows more than anybody does.
Okay, why is that? Why
don't she's nosy? She talks. She never talks a lot. Anyway, what about Chad? What was the gossip shit about Chad and their wedding thing? Now, they asked me if they're legally married, and I said, fuck, I don't know.
Everybody says they're married, everybody, you know, ever since Jared Pastor over there, Susie, which would be Ken's sister, is doing some kind of a lawsuit or something. And according to state records, they're not legally married. But that was then.
So who would have, if she says they're married, who would have married them? Maybe
one of her friends, spiritual friends.
Oh, I understand. So it's a tribal thing, maybe, then.
Yep. But as far as I know, I don't know if they're not as sure they were, but in the paper when they send out those, you know, when you don't say pay
taxes,
your property
they
taxes.
Chad Swimming must be paying.
Must be paying
it, I heard about my buddies last week telling me that they're foreclosing on the house. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't read the paper.
And you think if they were married and with their
Well, I was just say if there was any life insurance
that's not
she would they'd have to prove that they were legally married.
Right. I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's any big settlement out there or not.
That's
what
I don't
know.
Well, here's what's gonna happen, guys, though. What they're gonna do is they're about ready to pull out of this thing. They're gonna
take out the body out
of it. Yeah, Chad will be going down to St. Paul, down to the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's office. And we probably won't know anything for a few days. So, but when we get start getting some answers, we'll let you know. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job now. Did you guys check that hill for bullets and the empties?
They're out there doing it. Yeah, they were out there metal detectors. They got a crime scene crew that came in here, so.
That's fucked up. I just can't believe this.
I hope they find it.
I am fucking flipping.
Yeah. Did you see that big unit come in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that came in that unit, so. That's what they do, just like the CSI stuff.
This is on
the TV. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
There better be somebody fucking caught, is all I can say. And I don't know how to know who it is. God, it's unreal. Why the fuck would somebody go shoot him up there? What? Was it one bullet or two? What was it?
We don't know yet.
You guys don't know yet either?
No, you can't. We can't touch the can't. We don't want to touch the body line, so.
You know, we live out in place. I don't know.
My kids
play
out there,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
that's probably...
Why the fuck didn't they shoot me?
They're probably leaving with them right now.
Well, now I'm fucking living this shit, man. Unreal. Dude, that was... I got that... You answered. I'm sick of answering that fucking thing. Jesus.
Okay, guys. We're gonna get back.
I don't want to see you guys, man. Fuck, never again. This is bad. This is stupid. I mean, fuck. I hope you guys catch up.
Okay,
we're gonna work until we're done.
Okay.
I'm working.
Gotta be somebody's gonna fucking get something, man.
You know that.
Yeah, don't be a fuck.